From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed Monday to expand Ankara's military operations against more Kurdish strongholds in Syria. The Kurds had been ousted from their enclave in Afrin. Erdogan said Turkish forces would target the Syrian city of Manbij, along with Ayn al-Arab, also known as Kobani, and other towns along the Turkish-Syrian border to the east of the Euphrates River. The expanded fight could lead to conflict with the United States, a NATO ally. A Syrian government minister on Monday said some rebels in eastern Ghouta may soon agree to withdraw from the opposition enclave or accept rule by the Syrian state. The Syrian army has been making major advances into the area. Syrian government forces have splintered eastern Ghouta into three separate zones in a month-long assault to crush the last major opposition stronghold near Damascus. South Korean prosecutors on Monday sought court approval to arrest former President Lee Myung-bak on corruption allegations. They said they believed he would destroy evidence in the case if he was not apprehended. The prosecutors interviewed Lee for hours last week. They're now accusing him of the theft of millions of dollars from the country's intelligence agency, business groups, and a former lawmaker. The top American military commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, said Monday that a combination of religious, social, diplomatic, and military pressure will be applied to the Taliban this year to force them to start negotiating for peace in the war-torn country. This is VOA News. The UN aid chief Mark Lowcock says humanitarian needs have doubled in Congo over the last year as a result of conflict.
We're seeing mushrooming epidemics, including the worst outbreak of cholera in 15 years. There's also an epidemic of sexual violence, most of it unreported and unaddressed, and much of it against children.
International donors will meet next month in Geneva to address the growing humanitarian disaster in Congo and the lack of funding for the 13 million people in dire need. Governments need to rely more on green water management to ensure a healthy planet and meet the needs of a fast-growing global population. That's one of the messages in a new study by the UN's cultural and scientific organization, UNESCO, launched at a World Water Conference in Brazil. The study considers the many benefits of natural water infrastructure like wetlands, urban gardens, and sustainable farming practices.
Population growth, changing consumption patterns, and development are taking their toll on the world's water supplies. Water demand is increasing by about 1% a year, even as climate change, pollution, and erosion threaten its quality and availability. But until now, most countries have relied on traditional man-made water management systems such as reservoirs, irrigation canals, and water treatment plants. A new UNESCO report finds that very little investment has gone into greener water management options despite their many benefits. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
A self-driving car has hit and killed a woman in the southwestern United States in what is believed to be the first fatal pedestrian crash involving the new technology. Police said Monday a self-driving sport utility vehicle owned by the ride-sharing company Uber struck a woman walking outside of a crosswalk in the Phoenix suburb of Tempe. They say the episode happened overnight Sunday to Monday. They say the woman later died from her injuries in the hospital. Uber said it had suspended its autonomous vehicle program across the United States and Canada following the accident. And many global stocks were sharply lower in Monday's trading over continuing fears of a trade war, Brexit, an upcoming U.S. Federal Reserve meeting, and trouble with Facebook. European markets also dropped over news of a possible deal for Britain's total exit from the European Union. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.